good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to our program How a Muslim Should Be Alhamdulillah in the previous episodes we've been learning about those attributes which should exist in a Muslim, and those things which should not exist in a Muslim. Inshallah, another beautiful topic today about such a thing that we should have around us to make us better people, inshallah. There might be someone watching, we want to become good people, we want to become pious people, we want to become those people that please Allah. How can we achieve this? One simple solution, inshallah, which I will mention in today's episode. But before we continue, inshallah, as per usual, a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a blessing, a benefit of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that the one who recites Durood-e Pak, peace and blessings, 50 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a daily basis, then on the Day of Judgment, he will have this honor to shake the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Think to yourselves, shaking the hands of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the honor that that person will achieve, inshallah, azawajal. And how, you know, it's nothing big that you have to do. Just every day recite Durood-e Pak, send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 50 times. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you know, today we say that we don't want to go into Jahannam, we don't want to go to the hellfire, we don't want to go to hell. Just think to yourself, those hands that have touched the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how will that individual enter Jahannam? Think to yourself. And you know, the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their love, their ishq for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would cut his blessed hair, the Sahaba, they would not let any hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam touch the ground. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform wudu, they would not let any droplet that touched the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam touch the ground. Like, think to yourself, we having this honor of shaking the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, make your intention today, make a firm intention today that every day, at least 50 times, we will recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just think to yourself, before we continue, how long will it take you to recite Durood-e Pak 50 times upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Maybe 5 minutes maximum, maybe 10 minutes maximum. Just think to yourself, 5-10 minutes every day. The blessing of this is that you will have this honor of shaking the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah give us this enthusiasm, give us this passion to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today, you know, if you observe a pious person, a person that's always reading his namaz, a person that's got tasbih in his hand, a person who's pleasing Allah all the time, a person who's doing those actions that will please Allah and is staying away from haram, there's one thing that you will quickly realize about that person. Why is he doing this? Why is he reading peace of blessings? Why is he doing the zikr of Allah using his tasbih? Why is he reading his namaz at the time of namaz? Why is he doing these pious works? Why is he doing these good works? One of the reasons, one of the conclusions that you will come to is that this person, his company is good. His company is with the righteous people. So he is also involved in those actions which are righteous in Islam. However, if you observe a person, this person, he is smoking drugs. He is drinking alcohol. This person, he does haram. This person disrespects his parents. This person, he does not read his namaz. He does not read his salah. This person, he does not fast in the month of Ramadan. This person is listening to haram whenever we see him. You will quickly come to realize that one of the reasons why this person is like this is because his company is not good. His company is not with the righteous. He has bad company, in other words. Dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, good company will make you good. However, bad company, no matter how good you are, bad company will always make you bad, my dear respected Islamic brothers. You know, think to yourself today, you know, in schools, colleges, maybe at universities, sometimes you come across students, brother, I don't like smoking. Maybe someone gives them a cigarette that you can have this. No, brother, I don't like smoking. I don't like having a fag. Brother, my dad, he smokes. I don't even like when my dad smokes. Dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, no matter how much he refrains from smoking, but if he has the company of those people that smoke, then eventually that person, he will also start smoking. With experience, I'm telling you this. I've seen many people, brother, I don't like smoking. Brother, I don't want to have a cigarette in all my life. Brother, my dad smokes, I don't want him smoking as well. Dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, they spend their time with those individuals that smoke. What happens? Maybe after a few months, what will happen? They will have this desire. Okay, let me just try one puff, only one time. Let me try. That one puff will turn into half a cigarette. Eventually, that half a cigarette will turn into a full cigarette. Then that one full cigarette that he smoked will eventually turn into one box a day. This shows us that your company makes you what you are. Your company, no matter how good you are, no matter how much you want to refrain from evil actions, your company, if you have the company of those individuals who do haram, who smoke, who drink alcohol, who smoke drugs, etc., 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 then eventually you will also fall into that trap as well. You know, talking about company, we have heard about the dog of Ashabi Kaf. Now think to yourself, this dog has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Why? What's the reason? It's because his company was good. He had the company of the righteous people, Allah Azawajal, then mentioned this dog in the Holy Quran. Why? Good company will make you good and bad company will make you bad. Dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, there's one example that I will give you about how important good company is and how important it is for us to refrain from bad company. Now think to yourself, I'll give you one practical example now. There's five friends. Now, maybe they've gone to college, maybe they've gone to university, maybe they've gone out and about, maybe they've gone to play a sports game in the park. Now think to yourself, five friends, four of these friends, they don't read the namaz. However, one reads his namaz. Now what will happen? When the time of namaz will come, these four will continue to play their game of sport. But this one individual, he will offer his namaz. Second day he will offer his namaz. But eventually he will think to himself that, look, I'm missing out. They are playing, they are enjoying themselves. I am missing out. Eventually what will happen is that person, due to having the company of those individuals who miss their namaz, he may also miss his namaz. However, if you see another sort of scenario which I will give in front of you, there's five friends again. Four of them read the namaz. However, one does not read his namaz. Now think to yourself, when the time of namaz comes, when the time of salah comes, when these four friends, they go to the house of Allah, they go to the masjid to read the namaz, what do you think this one's going to do? Obviously, because he's with that crowd, because he's with that group, he will also join with them. He will also go with them. This shows us, if you have the company of the good, they will make you good. However, if you have the company of those people that disobey Allah, those people who do not read the namaz, those people that do wrong actions, no matter how good you are, but if you have their company, then eventually you will turn out like that as well. So dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, may Allah allow us to adopt good company and refrain from evil actions. Now, let me mention a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us an example of the importance of good company, and he also told us an example of how bad really is bad company. In other words, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the example of good company is like the company of a perfume maker or a perfume seller. Now think to yourself, you've gone into a shop, perfume shop, beautiful smell, beautiful fragrance. Now you go into that shop, you don't touch anything, you don't try anything, you don't buy anything, but you've just gone into the perfume shop. And you tell me, when you leave that shop, will you smell beautiful? Yes, you will smell beautiful. Why? Because you were in an environment where the fragrance was beautiful. There was such a beautiful fragrance in that fragrance shop that when you entered it, you've touched nothing. You've come out, you've met someone on the street, and the brother says to you, brother, mashallah, you smell beautiful, brother. Beautiful smell. You have a beautiful fragrance, brother. What are you wearing? Why? You haven't touched anything. You haven't tried anything. You haven't even bought anything from that perfume shop. But this shows us that you even go into the company of something that's beautiful, something that's nice, something that's good, that will also make you nice. That will also make you beautiful, inshallah. However, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he further said, the company of bad company, on the other hand, is like an example of a blacksmith. That you go into his company for a few moments. Sometime you're in his company, people, they don't want to be around with you anymore. In other words, why? Because you are in the company of a blacksmith. This shows you the importance of good company. That if you are in good company, then inshallah azawajal, with the mercy of Allah, that good company will make you good. However, if you are in the environment of bad people, those people who disobey Allah, then that company will also make you bad. It's mentioned that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a hadith of his talking about good company and bad company, that you are recognized by the company that you keep. And this happens, you know, sometimes, no matter how good a person is, but because he's chilling around, because he's spending time with the wrong crowd, the people, they also point fingers at him. They won't say that, oh look, there's 10 people there, one is really good, the 9 others are not good. They won't say that. Because you're with that crowd, because you're with those people, automatically, people, they will recognize you by that company. So this shows us why we should stay with good company, inshallah, and why we should refrain from bad company. Make dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with good company. Bless us with good friends. And you know, today, unfortunately, our youngsters, a lot of them, they've adopted bad company. And the parents, they are worried out there. My son, there might be someone watching at this moment in time, a mother watching, a father watching. My son is spending time with the wrong company. My friend, he's chilling around, he's spending his time with the drug dealers. He's chilling around with those people who drink alcohol. He's spending his time with those people who do not read their namaz, they disobey Allah. Now, dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers on Madani channel, if possible, try to explain to your child. And you know, explain with wisdom, explain with hikmat, inshallah. But another thing that you could do is, it's mentioned in the Holy Quran, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the summary of the ayah is, that ask me, I will give to you, inshallah. Raise your hands in the court of Allah. If your son, if your daughter has not got good company, you are worried because of this, do a dua in the court of Allah. So, oh dear fathers, oh dear mothers, make dua in the court of Allah. If you are worried about your children, then make dua in the court of Allah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, your duas will be accepted and you will find peace, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talking about another beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when you look at him, that individual reminds you of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Think to yourself now. When's the last time that we've looked at our friends? When's the last time that we've seen the face of our friend and we remember that, brother, I need to read my namaz. Brother, what action I'm doing at the moment, this is haram. When's the last time that we looked at our friend's face and we remembered to do the zikr of Allah, to recite through the Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Unfortunately, with us people, it's the opposite. When we see our friends, what do we remember? That night out that we had. What do we remember when we see our friends? The time that we went to the nightclubs, mazallah. The time that we smoked drugs, mazallah. The last time that we drank alcohol, mazallah. The last time that I disrespected my parents. Why? Because of my friends. That's what we remember when we look at our friends. But a believer is he that when you look at his face, he reminds you of Allah. Think to yourself. When's the last time that this has happened? When's the last time that we've seen our friend and we remembered Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan alayhi rahmah, a beautiful saying of his. He says that a bad friend is worse for you than a snake. Think to yourself, before I continue, a snake. You see a snake today, you run a mile in the opposite direction. Why? Because it's a snake. It bites you, it stings you, and that's it, you're gone. If the venom goes into your body, that's it, you're gone. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi mentions that a bad friend is worse for you than a snake. Why? Because a snake, this will only bite you. In other words, this will only kill you. But a bad friend, is that individual that because of his company, your iman might be destroyed. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because friends, unfortunately today, they take us towards haram. Unfortunately, we don't have friends today that invite us towards the ishtimaat of Dawat Islam. Even if we know people that invite us towards goodness, when we see them on the road, we cross over the road. We don't want to see him, we don't want to meet him. But that individual who takes us towards haram, that individual that takes us to those places where the disobedience of Allah takes place, we have to spend time with those people. No, my dear respected Islam brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel. We must adopt good company. It's mentioned that Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, he has written in Ihya al-Ulum, the Hazrat Jafir bin Sulaiman says that when I would become lazy in worship, then what did he used to do? He says, I used to look at the face of Hazrat Muhammad bin Wasi, rahmatullah alayhi. By the virtue of looking at his face, my worship would strengthen for the whole week and I would become strong in worship. Allahu Akbar. By just looking at the face of a pious person, he used to get the sweetness of the worshipping Allah. Think to yourself, Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now talking about the importance of good company, talking about the importance of refraining from bad company, there's one thing that I would like to mention here. One story first of all, before I come on to the main point. One story that I was told about. One individual, he had the wrong crowd. He used to spend time with the wrong crowd. He had bad company. Now what happened? One day, he had an accident and he passed away. Now his janazah was ready. Ghusl was given, his janazah was ready. People were coming to come and pray the salat of janazah. The father of that young man, he seen his son, his deceased son's friends in the back. So he approached them, goes, how are you doing, you okay? They replied back to him. They offered their condolences. And he said to them, why are you doing here? Come read the Salat of Janazah, why are you standing here? Now they were standing right at the back. Not for this reason, that when you read a Salat of Janazah, because the fazilat is that you should try to stand right at the back, you should be in the final row. But those friends, they were not standing in the final row because of this fazilat. When the father of the young man asked them, why are you doing here? Why are you standing right at the back? You know what reply they gave? They go, uncle, we've come to offer his janazah, but we don't know how to read his janazah. Uncle, we've come to offer your son's, our friend's janazah, but we don't even know how to read his janazah. Allahu Akbar. Think to yourself today. Every single person that is watching at this moment in time, think to yourself. The company that we have, are they going to benefit us once we leave this world, or what are they going to do? Are they going to come and read our Salatul Janazah? Are they going to come to our grave? They're going to raise their hands. They're going to recite Surah Yasin for us. They're going to read the Holy Quran for us. Unfortunately, we've got those friends today. They don't even know how to read the Quran. They don't have even read the Quran in their life. And we spend time with those types of people. Think to yourself, tomorrow if you are lowered into your grave, tomorrow if I am lowered into my grave, do we have that company? Do we have those friends that they will come to our grave? They will raise their hands and they will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I have a friend here. He used to spend his time with us. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, please forgive him. Do we have those friends that when we pass away, they will come to our grave, they will open the Quran and they will read the Holy Quran as Isa al-Iswa for us. Think to yourself, do we have those friends? We're going to be 6 feet under the ground, but do we have those friends that they will do Isa al-Iswa for us? They will perform good deeds and they will send it to us as Isa al-Iswa. Just think to yourself. Unfortunately, we have got those friends that they don't do good deeds. They are always taking us towards haram, going to this mazallah shisha lounge, going towards this nightclub, going to haram places. Think to yourself, what are these friends going to benefit us in the grave? Allahu Akbar. But on the other hand, this environment of Dawat Islami, you might be aware also, I personally know many brothers, alhamdulillah, their family members, maybe their mother, maybe their father passed away, maybe their brother, maybe their sister passed away, someone passed away in their family, and alhamdulillah, because they had the company of the Ashikane Rasul, because they had the company of the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the time was for the Hattam, alhamdulillah, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Quran were presented as Isa al-Iswa. Think to yourself, tomorrow if we pass away, are our friends going to read Quran for us? Are they going to do Isa al-Iswa for us? Are they going to raise their hands for us? Seriously, think to yourself. And talking about friends, the Quran, our holy book, the Quran, has described two friends. And the summary of these two friends, which I'll mention to you, the first type of friends are those friends. On the Day of Judgment, they will gather. They will see each other. Think to yourself, maybe your best friend today, that friend that takes you towards haram and you also go with him as well. Two friends will see each other on the Day of Judgment. And the summary of the narration is, two friends will see each other on the Day of Judgment. Those friends used to do everything together, best friends in this world. But did you know that they will be enemies on the Day of Judgment? Think to yourself, best friends in this world, enemies on the Day of Judgment. Why? Because on that Day of Judgment, they will see each other. Because they will be in trouble on that day of judgment for the amal that they did, for the actions that they did on that day of judgment. One will blame another. Because of you are disrespecting my mother. Because of you are disrespecting my father. Because of you are smoke drugs. The other one will blame this one then. Because of you I went towards haram. Because of you I seen haram. Because of you I listened to haram. Because of you I walked towards haram. Think to yourself, Allahu Akbar. True friends, best friends in this world, but there will be enemies on the day of judgment. Do we have those friends that take us towards haram? Maybe we also may be enemies on the day of judgment. Now think to yourself, do we have friends today that if we get stuck on the day of judgment, they will help us? Do we have friends today that when we are being punished in our grave, mazallah, may Allah just save us from the protection, due to the virtue of their du'as, we will be saved from the punishments of the grave, the punishments of the hereafter? Or unfortunately, do we have those friends today that due to them, we will also be stuck on the day of judgment? I know, I heard about one story. You know, today, unfortunately, what happens? I'm sorry to mention this, but today, the children of today, the youngsters of today, because of their friends, they disrespect their parents. They disrespect their mother. They disrespect their father. And this is one of the signs of the day of judgment, that when the children, they will disrespect their parents. Unfortunately, today, because of your so-and-so friend, because of that friend that gives you money, that friend that takes you in his car for free, because of that friend, you disrespect your parents. Let me tell you one thing. You know, these friends, they won't help you for a long time. But there will be two individuals, your mother and your father, that will always be to your side. These mother and father, yes, this mother and father, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, no matter how much of a hardship that you will go through, your mother and father will be there. Your friends will run away. Your company, that's those people that you spend your time with, they will run away. But your mother and father won't leave you. There's one individual, and unfortunately he got the company of the wrong people. He was involved in a gang. Now what happened? Because when he was with the gang, chest out, everything. One day he was alone, he was walking down the road, and the other gang seen him. What happened? They beat him up so badly they beat him up, that he was in a coma for 3 months. Think to yourself, when he woke up after that coma, alhamdulillah, what happened next? When he opened his eyes, he did not see his friends there. He did not see his best friend there. He did not see his best boy there. No. Who did he see? He seen his mother and father that were worried about him. Yes, the doctor Saab, we are my friends, who came to see me whilst I was in this coma for so many months. Doctor Saab, who came here? The doctor Saab said, apart from your mother and father, no one else came to see you. Yes. Your mother and father, they will always be there for you. Even, you know, the stories that we hear about in the UK also, due to drugs, due to doing crimes, a person, dude, and this is why, because he got the wrong company. He was spending time with those individuals that were doing crimes. He also joined their company. One day he got arrested. Now he's in the courtroom. He's being presented in front of the judge. He looks back. Who's come to see me? Who's come to support me? I'm going to be sentenced. Now the judge is going to sentence me. Who's come to support me? Many times you will hear from many individuals when they look back. They don't see their friends because of whom they are being sentenced today. They don't see those friends that made him perform these crimes. No, when that individual looks back, he sees who? His mother and his father. Today you disrespect your mother and father. Today you disrespect them all over your friends. Why? What benefit are your friends going to give you in this world? But that mother and father, today you say to your mother, mom and dad, that mom, dad, you don't know anything. Zul, your mom and dad, when you didn't know anything, they taught you everything. And today you're saying to your mother and father, mom, dad, you don't know anything. Mom, you don't know what's happening in the world. Yes, they knew what was happening in the world. When you were crying, they knew that my child is hungry. When you were ill, they knew my child is ill. And today you say to your mother and father, mom, dad, you don't know anything. If you have ever disrespected your mother and father, and especially because of your friends, then go and ask them for forgiveness. Why? Because remember, friends, as you know, friends come. You have one friend's company for maybe 1 year. What happens after that? They leave you, you find another company. Then what happens? They leave you, then you don't find another friend circle. But remember one thing, you can replace friends today, but you can never replace your mother. You can never replace your father. So don't respect your friends over your parents. Don't disrespect your parents due to your friends, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. And talking about the importance of good company, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Today, alhamdulillah, millions of people throughout the whole world that were doing haram, They were smoking drugs, alcoholics, those murderers. Alhamdulillah, they found the company, the good company of Dawat Islami, and Alhamdulillah, today their life has changed. So it's my humble request to you, inshallah, this environment of Dawat Islami that has changed the lives of millions of people all over the world. Please adopt this good company. Please attend the weekly ishtimaat of Dawat Islami. You know, I can mention Madani Bahars, Madani revolutions that have taken place, but there are so much, you will find thousands of revolutions that have taken place in this environment of Dawat Islami. So it's my humble request to you, inshallah, attach yourself, keep watching Madani channel, and inshallah, Azawajal, try to attend the weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami. May Allah Azawajal give us the ability to adopt company, good company, and refrain from bad company, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue.